It's Monday, May 3rd, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Amazon surges among cloud data with headwinds. Regulators say bring it on. And the Basecamp fallout continues. This is the Business of Tech. So, rounding out some earnings numbers. Amazon was also ridiculously successful. Amazon delivered net income of $8.1 billion on revenue of $108.5 billion, a record for the first quarter. AWS, now 15 years old, is a $54 billion business, and its growth rate is 32% year-on-year. Canalys has cloud computing data out. Spending on global cloud infrastructure services grew 35% to $41.8 billion in Q1 2021. In first place, Amazon Web Services, which accounts for 32% of total spend on cloud infrastructure. In second place was Microsoft Azure, which took 19% market share in Q1 2021 and grew 50% for the third consecutive quarter. Google Cloud grew 56% in Q1 and clinched a 7% market share. While I'm talking about Amazon, an appeals court has ruled that Amazon can be held liable for products sold on its marketplace by third-party sellers. This is the second time Amazon's position has been rejected. And it seems an internal audit discovered by Politico warned Amazon's leadership in 2015 that sales had unauthorized access to that third-party data and had one case in which the employee used access to improve sales. Now, why do we care? Explosive growth from the big tech providers as the pandemic accelerated the previous trends. Transform is the wrong word, as this was already happening. This just boosted the trend. Amazon v. Microsoft is the main event, but as noted last week, this is a new profit center for Google, and a 7% of a massive market is still huge. I couple that with the reckoning that's happening. Regulators are examining the impact from before the acceleration, which leads us into the next story. And continuing that regulation and government coverage, let's hit a couple of other recent moves. The EU has charged Apple with antitrust violations, the focus being on control of music streaming apps and the requirement to use Apple's in-app payment system. The US Labor Secretary on Thursday indicated he believes a number of gig workers should be classified as employees and deserve work benefits. This suggests a shift in policy from the Biden administration. The Government Accountability Office released a report last week detailing some of the legacy government systems, which are 50 years old and have no updates planned. Education is running a 46-year-old student information system, Health and Human Services a 50-year-old clinical and patient administration system, and Treasury a 51-year-old system with taxpayer information. The reports highlight the risks of those systems. And remember the New York broadband move from just last week? ISPs are suing to block the law requiring ISPs to sell $15 a month broadband plans. Governor Cuomo's reaction, quote, bring it on. Now, why do we care? I feel like Cuomo is summing up regulators perfectly. They're quite happy to take on these battles. From the EU to the Fed to the local level, technology has fallen from grace. Want a sign of a mature market? Pushback sure is one of them. And take comfort the next time you deal with a customer legacy system. It could be worse. On Friday, I highlighted the story of Basecamp. A company moved to prohibit societal and political discussions at work and offered severance packages for those who disagreed. So far, roughly a third of employees have taken the deal. Now, why do we care? My takeaway for business leaders is that shutting down the conversation is the one path you can't take. That's especially true once you start these conversations. Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Considering doing a Twitter Spaces this month. If you're interested, hit me up on Twitter. I'm at DJDaveyT personally, or the show at MSP Radio News. Talk to you again tomorrow.